USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. As former President Trump faces arraignment in federal court in Miami over the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, his supporters continue to come to his defense.
Is justice being carried out fairly is the question. When you see some of those pictures and go, wait a minute, these are clippings and they're trying to present it as classified documents, people are looking at that wondering.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise today at the Capitol. California Democrat Adam Schiff says it's obvious why the former president will face 37 felony counts.
Anyone who reads that indictment sees how necessary it was to bring these charges. Anyone else who engaged in the kind of conduct that Donald Trump did, the premeditated withholding of these documents, the deception.
As for Trump himself,
we don't expect to hear from the former president before he heads to court, but we have been hearing from him on social media. He has been putting out a flurry of posts on Truth Social. We've also already received several fundraising emails from Team Trump.
NBC correspondent Dasha Burns in Miami. Once the arraignment's done, Trump will fly back to his golf club in New Jersey for a fundraiser. On this second day of traffic headaches in Philadelphia, crews have recovered the remains of the driver killed in Sunday's crash and massive fire of a tanker truck that destroyed an overpass on I-95. 0.1%, the smallest monthly increase in the consumer price index in more than 2 years. The Labor Department's track of inflation grew at an annual rate of 4%. Three people are in serious condition in Denver after gunfire erupted after the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship last night. A total of 10 people were shot in that incident. A suspect is in custody. The Vegas Golden Knights, in just their sixth year of existence, go for the Stanley Cup tonight. Knights lead the Florida Panthers 3-1. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
As the air in the Northeast clears after last week's smoky conditions from Canadian wildfires, we should brace ourselves for more of the same.
As the planet warms, wildfires like this are going to become more likely.
Texas A&M professor Gunnar Schatta says wildfires will be more intense as well.
They will burn hotter and longer if it's drier. That's the connection, the most straightforward connection right there.
Schatta also believes global warming will change wind patterns and routinely push smoke south. Two senators are joining forces to try to limit the federal government's use of drones made in some countries.
Senator Mark Warner and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced a bill prohibiting the Federal Aviation Administration from buying or operating drones made in countries with authoritarian regimes. WRIC reports this includes countries like China, Russia, Cuba, North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela. Warner introduced a similar bill that would prohibit all federal government agencies from purchasing drones from nations like China and other adversaries back in February. So far, that bill has not received a vote. I'm Matt McClure.
No more sundown sirens in Nevada. The governor signed a bill outlawing the sirens that used to sound every evening to give Native Americans half an hour to get out of town. Even though the ordinance mandating the sirens was repealed nearly 50 years ago, at least one town kept doing it, calling it a way to honor first responders. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.